Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney with 3B Soap Reviews. So tonight's going to be completely different. I've never done a show like this. And we're not going to do any guest call-ins or anything like that. So I'll be releasing the number. But this episode is actually going to be a 3B Q&A that's live. And I do them every Monday. We already know this, at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. But I'm going to do one live on air tonight just so that you can kind of get a feel for exactly how I feel about things, because you can't really exactly elaborate as much as you'd like to on some questions on Twitter. So the fun thing about this is that my manager and my creative team took all of your questions, sorted through them. I haven't seen them. I've only seen a few. And they said, the ones you've seen, you don't get to answer those. And I'm like, okay. And so anybody that sent me one, if I don't read yours, don't be upset. I'll answer it tomorrow at 1 p.m. So I don't know what the questions are. And they said some are hilarious, some you probably heard before, but we want you to go ahead and answer them on air so that people can kind of get a feel for what is going through your mind with all these different things. So I'm going to go ahead and go through here. And they've got them all on this list. I'm about to open it. Here we go. All right. The first one, what time of year will you be coming to Canada? Okay. So next year, for those of you that don't know, I will be coming to Canada for a fan event. We're trying to put it together, get kind of a head count on how many of you want to come. I've got a few that for sure have told me that they do want to come. And I will be coming to the Toronto, Ontario area-ish. I don't really know exactly what the set location is, but we're aiming for fall of 2018 because I'll be coming back. I've been home, but I'll be coming back to L.A. On a permanent basis in the spring. So I'll be there for a while. I'll be coming to Canada, but I'll be in New York as well. And we're probably going to be doing some other things. I'm not really sure. We haven't really decided. I've had a few people actually ask me if I'm coming to Portland. And that's kind of funny because we've talked about it. We've talked about coming to that area because we've touched all four corners, but we've never come to around that area. So I thought it would be kind of cool if we did. So I'm going to see about it. And I've had a few people ask if we would be coming back to Florida. And I think eventually we'll make that round. But about Canada, it will be fall of 2018. And we'll get you an exact date, location, and we'd love to see you there. And for everybody that does come, you will be getting a 3B Soap Reviews Canadian fan shirt. So we're actually going to be designing those at the beginning of the year. Okay, next one. How do you think Bill will react to Wadey on Bold and Beautiful? Okay, he's erratic anyway. So we already know he's going to lose his mind, especially with the fact that his own son is sleeping with his former stepmom, and, of course, Bill's ex-wife. And Katie's one of those women that I don't think Bill will ever be truly over. So I think he's going to freak smooth out. And they've been dragging this little affair out. It's been cute. It's been fun. But we need some drama. So I think that eventually when Bill does find out, he's going to lose his mind. And I think it'll be a ripple effect. I think that it will hurt a lot of people. And then it'll confuse people and then shock some, and then others will be accepting of it. So I think a lot of rallying around Katie and why it will happen. I think that people will say, well, Bill, you're being kind of erratic and, you know, unreasonable. And some will say, yeah, you have every right to be upset. I'm more interested not just by Bill's reactions, but by Brooke's as well. Just because, you know, I mean, look at the drama that's happened between Brooke and Katie. So I'm just really interested to see what she's going to have to say about Katie sleeping with her former stepson. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Okay, what else? Let's see. What are your thoughts on EJ being alive? There was some noise going around, obviously, before it was published, and I've been kind of informed, a rough draft of what to expect, but my reaction, of course, was a positive one. I think that EJ is one of those characters on Days that is necessary. And while I know that some people have said, well, James isn't returning. James has said no. Okay. Well, he might have said no to this arc. But, you know, he was very verbally open about the fact that, yeah, he does want to do other things, but he would hope that Dave would come to him first. And he said that in one of his farewell interviews. He said that he hoped that Dave's Bar Labs would come to him first and give him that respect, or if he doesn't want to. And I think that EJ was a character that really was important to him. And I think that if they do have him come back on the canvas, even if it fits for an arc with Sammy at some point, it gives the fans something, you know. And having this reveal that obviously has been published now, and it's for sure that he is alive, I think it's good. And I'm excited about it because I love EJ. And I've been taking the time to revisit him and revisit EJammy and all of my feels about it. But either way, I'm extremely happy about it. And I think that we're going to, as fans, be really, really satisfied with it. I know some people are not, because they want to see James back on the canvas, and I understand. But it's baby steps at this point. So let's just take it for what it's worth and see what they do with it. And I think that Ron has the ability to make something great. He's a very talented individual. And I think he'll pay homage to EJammy and their history, and I really do. So that's what I feel about that. Okay, moving on, a follow-up to that. What are your thoughts on the Faith hookup? And for those of you that are like, what is Faith? And, you know, you might not know who EJammy is, but Faith is kind of a basic word. But Sammy and Race on Days have a hookup. And it is following his little spat with Hope. And I don't know, and none of us really do, know what exactly is going to come of it. Obviously, we've got rumors and speculation, and spoilers aren't really telling us much. But nonetheless, excuse me, what are my thoughts on it? Okay, I've been very open. I don't like Faith. Never have, never will. And, you know, without creating a debate, I want to first say to the Faith fans, listen, you are absolutely not in the wrong in any way, shape, or form in my eyes for liking Faith. If you do, you do. That's fine. But you would be able to give me and the Jammies the same respect. As long as it's given back to you, you can like Faith. It's fine. So everything I'm about to say is simply my opinion. It's not a fact. It's just an opinion. I think that Race weakens female counterpart. Every time that he has a female lead in his presence, they are weakened. I think that Sammy is whining. Sure, he is. But she's whining and helpless and just not herself. Her strength is not there when she's with him. He tries to pretend to be this white knight, and she falls into it, and I just don't like it. Some people say, oh, it's romantic. And if you think it is, that's okay. I'm not here to start a war. That's okay. But I don't prefer it. I want to see him paired with somebody that plays off of what strength he does have. And I don't think that Sammy does that. I don't think Hope does that. I don't think Kate did that. I don't think Carrie did that. Jordan, I don't think that the women that he's been with have ever been strong enough for him. And some people have always said, well, if he's going to be with anybody, you know, I've always heard either Jordan or, and Jordan was sassy. I like her. But other than that, a lot of people have said Nicole. Pretty good chemistry. I think it would have been good. But, hey, I mean, it doesn't matter now. Arion's gone. And obviously, we know that Faith doesn't last. What happens between them is a minute, quick thing, and he's back to Hope. So, and those of you that are like, oh, yay, rope is over. Ooh, sorry to break your heart. No, it's not. But anyway, that's just me. I think they're dull. I don't like Safe. So, and the hookup is meaningless to me. And a lot of fans have been upset about it. But I will say, you know, people are like, oh, you know, you say that only because you want Sammy with EJ. okay, sure, of course I do. But if she wasn't going to be with EJ, she needs to be with Lucas. Lumi has a rich history, and they really love each other a lot. Not just as, you know, former partners, but as friends. Lumi makes total sense, and Faith just doesn't at all. So if e-jamming wasn't going to be a thing, if I was told, hey, you've got to get on another ship, I'd be a Lumi, 100%. So that's just me. Okay, let's see what else. These are really good. When will you start reviewing General Hospital? Listen, I'm really trying to be what you need me to be. Don't know. I don't know, you guys. I'm trying. But be fair to me here. I struggled getting into Bold and Beautiful. I really did. And I said that on air a few times over the last year or so. I'm like, oh, I can't really get into it. It's not really my thing. And then I didn't have a choice. I got into it. Actually, what happened was Wyatt and Katie happened. Wadey just completely took my attention. I was like, okay, I can do this. So, I don't know. It could be next week. It could be never. I don't know. I'm trying so hard. But it's a struggle just staying focused on all three because kind of leaning away from one, I'll pay attention to two of them, and then I'll, like, kind of pull away. It's like having a trifecta best friendship. It's like it's really hard because she's like, I've got that one friend I really like, and that other one's okay. I can live without it. That's kind of, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm trying, though. I'm trying. Give me a break. Which soap is your favorite right now? Oh, I'm going to be in the minority on this one. Bold and Beautiful is my favorite right now. Young and the Restless is dragging out for me. And let's see. Days of Our Lives, of course, I went through kind of a boycott. I was like, I'm so not feeling these stories. But, I would say Bold and Beautiful is my favorite right now. Oh, come on. This is why you guys thought that this was funny. Okay. Great. We're doing an F, Mary, Kill. And I'm not saying the F word, even though it's my favorite word. My favorite. Okay. F, Mary, Kill. God. I hate these. Okay. Let's start with, oh, there's three of them. It's for all three shows that I review. Awesome. Thank you, Nikki and family. Thank you so much for going through all of my DMs and all of my questions. And this is the one that you want to give me. Oh, hey, we're going to do Young and the Restless first. Okay, F, Mary, Kill, Jack, Victor, or Paul. Oh, what? Come on. Okay. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to marry Jack. He's got money, and he's a sweetheart, and he's handsome, and great. I can't kill Paul. So I have a one-night stand with Paul. It's going to be a little weird. We're not going to be able to make eye contact. Sorry, Doug. And then I'm going to kill Victor because he's evil. As much as I love him, I'm going to kill him. Love him to death. Please don't hate me, Eric. Okay, next. F, Mary, Kill, Wyatt, Liam, and Bill. Okay. I'm killing Liam. Sorry. He annoys me. Definitely having a one-night stand with Bill. Maybe more than once if he's into it. And then I'm going to marry Wyatt because he's first. And then, oh, come on. F, Mary, Kill, EJ, Lucas, Rave. Okay. I'm going to marry EJ because I can have sex with EJ and marry him at the same time. I'm going to have a one-night stand with Lucas, and I'm going to absolutely kill Rafe, 1,000%. He dies. He's asked. I hate every one of you on my team. You suck. Oh, I hate those because it puts me on the spot because it's just like I have to face all these different ships, and they're looking at me like, you better pick the right one. I'm like, oh, God. Okay. What do you think of Dina's story on Young and the Restless? If you're referring to the Alzheimer's thing, it's heartbreaking. I think that it's, especially that with the fact that Mal has a history with this, a personal history with Alzheimer's and his family, I think that it's a great story. It's heartbreaking. We already know how it ends, obviously, but it's a soap, so you never know. She may not remember. She thinks she does. You know, we don't know what kind of a turn they could take that, but it's true and it's raw, and I think that it brings awareness. It brings a realness to people that watch it, because you see all these silly things going on soaps all the time, and then you have a story like this, and you just go, wow, you know, I can relate to this. And there's so many people that watch the story, and they see these things take place on the canvas, and they go, God, you know, I live that, or I've lived that, or, you know, I'm having to face that right now, or I know someone that is. Same thing with the BLM thing on Days of Our Lives. It's life. It's real. It happens every day. It's heartbreaking. So I commend them so much, and Mal for doing that. That's amazing. And thank you for doing that. I personally am affected by it. My step-grandmother had it, and it was hard. So thank you for doing that. Do you like Eileen Davidson on Days or Young and the Reckless? Oh, tough one. I love her at both. I love her as Susan. I love her as Kristen. Kristen is one of my favorite villains in daytime of all time. She's evil and twisted and completely numb, and I just love it. And then you go over to Genoa City, and she's Ashley Abbott, and she's refined, and she's a businesswoman, and she steers clear of, you know, of anything that gets in her way, and she's a straight arrow, completely different than Kristen and Susan. And Susan's hilarious, so, and ridiculous. People are like, oh, I just can't stand Susan. She's too comic booky, too cartoonish. And I'm like, well, you know, it is a little far-fetched that EJ's mother is, yeah, it's a little far-fetched, but it's funny, and I love everything that she does. She's so talented in everything that she does. She's incredible. So I absolutely commend her for being able to juggle both of them the way that she has. Because I know that, you know, Young and the Restless is dark on Monday, so she was going over to NBC and doing all that stuff with Dave. So amazing. So I appreciate her both. And the last question is, tell us something we don't know about you. Okay. Something you don't know about me. Well, I come from a family of entertainers. I don't know if I've ever told you that. But I sing. I write. I have a few projects in production, in pre-production at the moment. My dogs are going nuts. And my dad is a singer and has his own magic company. So he does magic for kids, and he's really talented, and he sings some of the most beautiful music I've ever heard in my life. He actually won the Country Showdown when I was little, 92, I believe. My brother's a photographer. My uncle's also a musician. My grandmother can sing like a bird, but she's obviously never been in entertainment, but she writes. My great-grandmother was a writer. And then there's me. So it just kind of fell into place. It was something that was kind of almost expected me to do. But I've dabbled in all sorts of things. I actually used to go to acting school, tried out for a few commercials. So, yeah, that's me. I dabble in everything. So it's just sort of kind of happened. And obviously I'm a walking joke, so I'm always making people laugh, which I don't even intend to half the time, but I love to make people laugh. So that's something you probably don't know about me, a whole line of us. And if you ever want to hear my dad, you can look him up on YouTube, Ricky David Tripp. He is amazing. So just some of your questions. I can't wait to see the rest of them tomorrow. So coming up, Bold and Beautiful, obviously, we had Stephanie and Bill have their little soiree. And Bill fans were angry. And obviously, I haven't had the time to really invest and those sorts of things. But, I mean, I get it. People are just like, all this time, and we got nothing out of it. We didn't see anything. All we saw were flashbacks. We wanted a full-blown, like, boom, we wanted a scene. I get it. I'm in the same boat. I'll always understand. I used to live on breadcrumbs with you, Jamie. I'm like, okay, they made out for 2 seconds. I'm going to replay this at least 18 times today. You know, I get it. To have a parent you want so bad and it just doesn't go in the direction you want it to, yeah, that kind of sucks. But obviously, we already know that things like that never stay hidden in, you know, daytime television. It just doesn't happen. So we already know that it's going to get revealed sometime, somehow, some way, and Liam will end up with Sally, and Bill will end up with Steffi. We already know all of this. And people are still kind of hoping that Bill and Brooke work it out. She's about to be in a love triangle, so no, don't expect Brill to happen. I'm sorry. I wish I could say yes, but it's just probably not going to happen. And if it does, it's going to be way down the line. And then, you know, Wadey's still kind of floating in the sand, having their little fling, and they don't want anybody knowing about it. Obviously, Quinn knows, but and Eric and Mateo, but he doesn't count. And then, and Eric and Quinn are still kind of a little bit afraid of Sheila doing her thing. She's crazy. What do you expect? Of course. It was so funny when they went to the guest house and they're like, Sheila's in here. It has to be. And Eric says, no. And it's just, it cracks me up because she's so paranoid about Sheila. Sheila's crazy. She's nuts. So I completely understand her fears. And then over at Young and the Restless, it's just been kind of dragging for me a little bit. I'm not thrilled that Scott cheated on Sharon. Not only because I love Shot, but because I just think that Scott and Abby are going to end up together probably. But I just don't want Sharon to run back to Nick, and that's what I'm afraid of, because she's out of options. And I know people are like, oh, I love Schick. I used to. I don't like Nick right now. I'm hoping he gets better. I don't like Schick, like, at all. I can't stand Shelby and Nick together. It's gross. No offense to people that like them. Got to put that in the notes. So then, you know, I've obviously already discussed the thing with Dina, and then Jack and Ashley dealing with all that. Phyllis and Billy are about to get back together. Oops, spoiler. And then Hillary and Jordan are at war, waiting for Devon and Mariah to break up so Mariah can be with her one true love, Tessa. We're not going to get on that subject because I'll get all up in my feels. Why in the hell have they not been on? Why are you tormenting the Tariah fan base? I'm sitting over here, like, questioning everything. I don't even know where I'm at. Where am I at right now? Because I am so lost as to why this has not been addressed. Come on now. Throw me a bone here. And then Devon, they need to hurry up with that. That has drug out for so long. Oh, my God. Please get on with that story. Just get them back together. This is getting ridiculous. And then Days of Our Lives. Don't watch it as much because I was really on the fence with where he was going with all this stuff. Ron, don't disappoint me here. And then the whole thing about Tyler Christopher and people are like, oh, well, who's it going to be? Number one, he's hot as hell, so I don't really care at this point. But EJ, and let me tell you why he's not EJ. This is my theory, and it's a pretty educated theory, so go with it. Number one, I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but Sammy the other day was talking to Susan. She flung her phone around, and it was a picture of Allison and James at Day of Days in 2013. Okay, so why would they have Tyler play EJ if they're going to show a picture of James Scott on the television? And that brings me to my next point. While I don't believe they will recast that role, because I'm sorry, no one is EJ DeMera but James Scott, they also just, okay, you're not talking to Will, and I'm paraphrasing here, you're not EJ. EJ is 6'5", and he's British. And then, of course, the joke, he's straight. Okay, well, good luck. Good luck with all that. Now that you've completely and totally described him, if James isn't coming back, well, okay. Guess he's going to stay off campus and he'll be alive off campus. So I just don't see. And of course, like, oh, that doesn't stop. I mean, that doesn't stop anybody. You know, they could recast. Okay. I think that's suicide. I don't think that that would be wise. So anyway, let's see. Then I've already addressed the safe hookup. I will not address that again. Yuck. And then, sorry, that was rude. Safe. They hook up. Okay. Wow, I can't wait to see where that story goes. Okay, anyway. And then Vivian Alamein. Hello. I'm so excited to see her back. But you know what? Switching subjects here, even though I'm still talking about Dave, I need Stayla to have more of a storyline. And those two are legacy characters. So they need to have something more centered and up front. Don't understand why they don't. Because they're great. How do you not have you have Steve and Kayla and they don't have a story? They did. They are about to with Kate, but I don't know. I just really need them to have like a banging story, like up front, up center. And then Kate and Andre have their drama because Kate's having a lot of guilt because of what happened to Theo, and Andre's going to use it to his advantage. And other than that, what's coming up is Marlena is going to hypnotize and get his memory back. So we already know that Susan's going to have a breakdown because her son, in quotation, is going to abandon her. There's a lot of these theories going around about Will supposedly hooking up with Paul. Has anybody else heard this? Oh, and then, of course, I'm just kind of stunned that we have this November sweeps promo that we had, and we had no Chabby. What? They're like the super couple of days right now. What do you mean? Like, what? Where were they at? So, whatever. I don't know what that's about. But other than that, I got nothing else. You're like, oh, thank God. But anyway, so this month's giveaway is going to be Bold and the Beautiful. And then December is going to be Days of Our Lives. Beyond that, we'll probably change it up in 2018 how we do it. But, yeah. It's gonna be good. I love doing giveaways, and I love the excitement that you guys have, especially when you get your stuff. It makes me so happy. So I want you to thank my friends over at the Geek Suite. They go out of their way to make sure that you're happy, and I always see the giveaways beforehand, and they're always great. They're always amazing, and it's gotten to the point now where I have them, you know, going and making me the same gift because I want to be able to support these cool shirts and coffee mugs and stuff around. It's so cool. I just love them so much. But go ahead and thank them and follow them at the Geek Suite. Speaking of following on Twitter, if you haven't followed us yet, shame on you, because I want to be able to follow you and you need to be able to follow us so that we can communicate and talk about our favorite soaps. So follow us at 3D Soapreviews. If you want to follow me on Instagram, totally fine. I'm just now really starting to pick up on doing soap-related posts. It's more of a personal page, but I still like to connect with people, and that's at the Treasy Baby. Other than that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time for our Q&A, and I'll see you next Sunday, even though it's a holiday weekend, I'm still going to do it. Next Sunday, I'll be doing my show like normal at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I love you guys. Bye.